Stanley Bird had the book with the council, and he had, the people in Hughes's Park used to live down Martin's Lane, and little lofts that they were called, and they were all only Martins. And when they moved, well, they were only housed up in Hughes's Park. He used to use the loft for packing in the hay for the cattle for the winter, you know. And he'd always go to the Highland Fair, which was held at the old market house in Dundalk, the square, where the fountain is now.
Okay.
And there'd be people coming, fathers coming from Cavan and Monaghan with their sons, hiring them out for the year or the half year, you know. And they'd strike a bargain, and the son would just send up to Only Martin or whoever was hiring them. You know, the farmers that time would hire them. And who, I remember a couple of the lads coming, one chap in particular was a fellow called John O'Reilly. Naturally enough, John O'Reilly, Calvin, you know. John O'Reilly was the greatest footballer ever that time, you know. And he lived in one of the lofts over the cow shed. And it's amazing the heat that emanated from the cows, you know, at night. There was a wee sack of bed in it, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of sacks filled with hay, and that was the mattress. And that's where we stayed. But he had his meals in the house, such as they were, like, you know. But so we were all down to the ground at the time and take him into the mother's room. The mother would give him a bit, you know. So he needed a horse. You know, big fellas coming from the way is the cab. But the poor fellas were like, buckle, you know.
Yeah.
Never find it. They never got a buck for themselves, like, you know. The father would get the money, take it home for the rest of the family. That was it. It was the hiring fair and the firing fair. It was the runaway day. It was the runaway day too. Yeah, shake hands, you know, spit on, clap hand. That was the deed done, you know. But the chap had no say in it. He went whether he liked it or not. That was it. It was terrible, you know, to be about just 14-year-old, leaving school, like, you know, nothing else for him. No such thing as secondary education. He had a pay for secondary education at that time, you know. That's why he never went to. Couldn't afford it, you know. But it was.